The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Before this hour is out, we are going to ask and hopefully answer a very important question. Should you be cleaning your baubles? And if so, what's the best way to clean them? Should you go with a gentle cleanse or something much more vigorous, a vigorous scrub of your baubles to clean them? Jim Elliott, the comedian, is with me.
Was that a euphemism for something, man? What are we talking about here? What happened to this show?
No, that's quite literally the item
we're talking
about.
How do you clean your baubles?
I think it says...
Front to back, I think, is the only sanitary way.
I think it says an awful lot about you that you thought that was a euphemism when I was quite literally talking about Christmas baubles.
Ah, yes, Christmas baubles.
What did you think I was talking about, Jim?
Yeah, I was away somewhere else. Sorry about that. Well, now I'm paranoid about that. Are you supposed to clean your... I know that's not the segment we're doing right now, but I'm thinking of the Christmas tree that I have that we set up a week ago. I don't think I've ever cleaned those things.
Did I just clean them in the shower? No, sorry. Christmas baubles. Anyway, we will talk about that a little bit later this hour. That's not why you're here. You're here to talk about the division of labor.
Yes, we're going to get gender essentialist on
this.
Yes,
exactly.
So
Tanya Sweeney is writing about this in the Indo today, saying it is women who still take on much of the burden at home over Christmas.
I mean, she didn't have to add the over Christmas bit to that, did she?
Like,
you could write that article six times a year, and you could say over Easter, over summer, over the holidays.
Over the weekend.
I mean, it shouldn't be that way.
Is it that way in your house?
No. But I think my wife and I... And I was thinking about this earlier when I read that article. We do have a remarkably even division of labor, but we never sat down with a checklist and we're like, okay, you do this, I'll do that. Like when you talk about the Christmas decorations, okay? Somehow it just became the way that I do the tree and the outside lights and the lights on the tree. Mm-hmm. And I get that done. And she does the indoor like tinsel and the stuff that goes on the mantle and the various little knickknacks and Santa stuff that goes around the house. I think we both just sort of gravitated that way because that's the stuff we like.
Mm.
I like the outdoor lights.
You're an outdoors man. You do the electrics.
I want the full
Chief
Griswold.
Fiddles around with tinsel.
I want the full Griswold experience. I've got the most lights on my street, although I have seen a couple of pretenders to the throne this year adding more lights. If any of them even come close to passing me, I will spend
more.
You're
big on the outdoor lights, aren't you?
Love the outdoor lights. Love it. Absolutely love it. Got him set up on a timer.
Have you got kind of figurines?
No figurines. You know what I do have? I have in the windows, they sell, okay, so you got your strands and then you got your icicle lights, but they also sell them in like a net fashion.
I know, so I've seen this, yeah.
So you get those and you hang them inside your windows, the windows that face the street, and it just coats the whole thing in white light and blinks and flashes. It's gorgeous. I love those things. The biggest pickup.
So you said white light. Are you a white light man or a warm white light man?
I would be a warm white light man if they were easier to find. This is my, if we're going to get into old man complaints about how like LED headlights are too bright now when you drive, I don't like, and it's probably better for the environment.
Were you listening to Andrea Gilligan earlier on?
Yeah. The white lights that I have, I wish they were warmer and
yes.
They have, and you buy them and they're like, they're LED, but they have a warm setting on them. No, they don't. Get out of here. They don't. I miss the old Edison bulbs as a pain in the hole as they were. You had to replace them. If one went out, the whole strand went out. The
Very
light
warm.
Off of those was
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely yep. Beautiful. Aideen Finnegan is with us as well, the journalist and podcast producer with the Irish Times. Aideen, I feel we've kind of got down a rabbit hole here very early on in this conversation. But nevertheless, let's try and get things back on track. What is the division of labor like in your house?
I know I do have very strong feelings about those lights as well, but I don't want to derail
your
conversation.
Forget the division of labor then. So do you go white light or warm light?
No. I hate white lights, absolutely despise them. I actually think warm lights are easier to find. I had a Syrian friend who, when they moved here, he was like, I can't find a white light to put up as the ceiling light in the sitting room. And he's like, everyone has this warm light. What is that about? And anytime I see a white light in the home of people in my estate, I know, oh, that couple is originally Indian. They must like the white light too. I feel like it's kind of an Irish thing maybe. Anyway, to go back to the conversation about emotional labor, I'd say it's fairly even in my house. excuse me, I think that when I took on more emotional labor was probably when I was on maternity leave and I was the one at home and I was the one doing the shopping. And I tell you, the emotional labor that overwhelms me, that makes me want to break down and cry, is the constant thinking of meals. What meal am I going to prepare next for the kids? What is, you know, are they going to get the five? Are they going to get three food groups in that, you know, where they're going to eat it? And then it just starts all over again. You clean the dishes and you have to start thinking about the next meal. And that kind of can tip me over the edge. But I'd say now that I'm back in work full time, the division of labor is more even because both of us are out of the home working and we're drowning in all the admin at the moment because I have two young children, a 4 year old and a 1 year old. And basically, Kieran, like absolutely nothing gets done except the essential stuff. So I'm looking around the place now and I'm like, it's the place is a tip and it's going to be a tip for Christmas. And you know what? I live with it. It won't always
but
be like
this. Aideen, who's worrying about the meals if you're not doing it?
Yeah, well, I suppose that we do fall into these roles whereby I'm naturally more a laundry, do the food shop, do the cooking person, where he would do more, I suppose, getting the kids ready for bed, getting, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think you do what you naturally gravitate towards. So if I made the food, like if I said, look, I can't handle this anymore, like you've got to think about it now. it would change, you know. Yeah. So I suppose, you know, if we had to. But then I do know people who, you know, I have met people who have said before that they were losing the rag with their husbands and they said, I need you to be, you know, here. I need you to be home a bit earlier from work to help me with this part of the evening because it's really difficult. Mm. And he would come in and say, okay, what do you want me to do? Yeah. And she would want to just scream, like, just look around you.
That's the mistake that men make, and I can see Kieran making it right here next to me.
No, sorry, I made that legitimate question.
That is not a legitimate question.
And I'm asked to help, and then I say, right, what do you want me to do?
Not what you're supposed to, because that's what guys do. Guys do this when you're talking to you know your caveman sort of troglodyte husband type, like Kieran Cudahy over here. When you go, okay, I need you to help out more on the house, and the guy's answer, he thinks he's being logical. Just make me a list. Make me a list of what needs to be done.
Oh, hook it to my veins. No, list. Tattoo it to my arm. I love a list.
You schmuck. Do you not live in the home? Look around the home and use your eyes and the intuition and instincts that have served you.
No,
you're a functioning adult.
There's a biological difference here.
There's
difference. I know you're very progressive and you don't see biology, Jim, anymore. Mm. You're one of these people. I do. And I think our eyes work differently because I don't see the dirt that apparently is there.
Yeah, the dirt that's all over your baubles? Apparently not. No, this is the thing. You have to think, okay, sometimes, and here's an exercise that can help. If I were someone else, what would I think needed doing in this house? And I do that to myself. Like sometimes if I'm at the day job and I'm struggling getting started with some project or how to tackle something, I'll say that to myself. I go, how would I tackle this if I were smart? Well, if I were smart, I would do the research first. So what you need to do is go, okay, if I were a better human being, how would I address the mess that is in this house?
That's a very judgmental way to look at yourself and your own house. Like if I go into somebody else's, I don't notice things that need doing.
No, of course you don't. But that's because you're judging somebody
else's
house
with compassion.
You know
what I would notice? Maybe if like a handle needed a repair, screw put into it or something in the kitchen.
Oh, so if there's a loose like drawer knob?
Something like that, yeah.
Would you take
dirty laundry around, I wouldn't even notice.
You can't even see it.
Can't even see it. I'm blind to it. And I don't think it's my fault, Jim. I think it's just my eyes. That's how they work. I'm laundry blind.
You know, there's a what is it? What's it? There's a phrase for it. That's a
learned helplessness.
Learned helplessness. That's it. It's a deliberate incompetence. It's where you'll get a guy who's like, sure, I wouldn't even know how to use the washing machine, and this guy's a mechanical engineer for Boeing. But he's baffled by a four-setting hot or cold washing machine.
Yeah.
Get out of town with that.
There's a lot of settings on it, and if you have
a lot of
in a
settings
while,
on it,
it can be hard to remember which one of the drawers as well you put the detergent into and which the softener
Andrea,
goes into.
Are you hearing this? You can hear this too, right? I'm not hallucinating.
Yeah, I mean it's difficult. It's difficult. Aideen, what if you had to swap?
Oh, I just said Andrea. Sorry,
if you Aideen. Had to. I know you're still thinking about those LED car lights.
Yes, exactly. Sorry.
Aideen, if you could swap one of the jobs that you do at home with one of the jobs he does at home, what would you swap? What would you get rid of?
Okay, so, okay, right. First of all, let me just respond to the thing that you were saying, which is that women are just better at that. You have fallen into a trap.
Yeah, no, they are. It's just, you know, it's, look, it's, this is just, it. This is science. You know, what can I say? We can't fly in the face of it.
The trap that is set where there was this Harvard study carried out on emotional labor and gendered house roles. And, you know, the participants was that women, the other partner was saying women are naturally better at planning, organizing and multitasking. And they're known as project manager. And like, this is all very gendered stuff from very early on. There was a, you know, women are judged more for neatness or lack of neatness. So, you know, they were show two gen, one study showed that if an identical room for a prospective of rental property was said to belong to a woman, we'll say Kieran, and then we'll say Andrea for the sake of argument. Andrea was rated less likable, less competent, and less hardworking than Kieran, based on the neatness of the home. So that's right off the bat. Okay, if I could swap out a job. Here's where I fall. Here's where I conform to the gender stereotype a little bit. It's I think I do a better job of the laundry and the cooking.
you see that?
No, I get it.
I can read the label. You speak for all women, I think, on that front. I think that's what we've all agreed here.
Not only all women, that is the official position of News Talk Inc. Right? This entire organization feels that people that do have jobs that they're better at. I'm better at, and I enjoy doing the dishes. A sink full of dishes and me in 10 minutes in front of that sink, I love it. There's something, I find it like hypnotic. It's just you're playing with warm water and suds and you're scrubbing and moving, and there's a sense of accomplishment where before there was a sink full of dirty dishes and now there's a pile of clean dishes drying in the drying rack. Some stuff people do just take to.
Yeah, I'm a better tidier, I think, now.
Tidier?
Yeah, I would pick things up, but I will not. I won't wash anything. I don't clean things.
But you will make piles that are organized.
I'll organize stuff into piles.
Descending size.
Yeah, like if there's kind of stuff scattered all over the kitchen table, like kind of while we're even talking, I'll kind of be...
Moving stuff around.
Of, compartmentalizing it, putting it into kind of little categories and...
Interesting.
And things like that. But then... You know, there could be a coffee stain right across that kitchen table, and I would simply pile those things on top.
You don't notice that the newspaper is sticking to the table a little bit.
No,
you don't notice that.
No, I don't. I just don't notice. I don't see. Do you know what? I wish I did. I wish I did, and
maybe
then I could
be
more helpful.
You can be the change you want to see in the world.
Very simple. Look, somebody said it. Men tidy and women clean, says one listener. It must be true if somebody's texted it in. Men don't notice what needs to be cleaned, but they can put stuff away. This is like, it's like I texted into my own radio show. And as a woman, I'm a tornado that leaves stuff everywhere, but I'll have the floor sparkling, says that person. I do all the shopping, Christmas presents, interior Christmas decorating, cooking and all the daily chores. The husband just puts up the outdoor lights. It's better.
Oh,
a 5-95 split.
Oh, boy.
In our case. Kieran, it is weaponized incompetence.
There it is.
Weaponized incompetence is what somebody suggests here. And can I leave you with one, quite frankly, frightening text message?
Hit me.
The way to clean your baubles, a wire brush and Dettol. Perish the thought. Anyway.
A good bit of exfoliating, I suppose.
Jim Elliott, comedian. Aideen Finnegan, journalist and podcaster with the podcast producer with the Irish Times. Thank you both very much. Happy Christmas.
Happy
folks.
Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.